Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. Welcome back. Tom Ackerman with you. Big day on the campus of St. Louis University. The women's soccer team plays at noon against UMass in the A-10 final. And then at 3 o'clock, it's time for Billiken basketball. SLU taking on Avila University today at Chaffetz Arena. We'll have it on KMOX. Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr., 3 o'clock tip, 2:45 pregame. And for the first time, my buddy on the line here and I will be partnering on a broadcast, and that is Troy Robertson, who I've known for a long time, former Billiken, fellow MAC member, might I add, and television analyst. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, partner. Can't wait to do this today. Let's go.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time on FanDuel Sports Network. We're going to do some TV. Tamar Scher will be our sideline reporter. Brian Shapiro, the terrific producer from the Cardinals and previously Bally Sports Midwest, now FanDuel director Nick Thompson. We got quite the crew, Troy. You ready to roll?
It's all new to me, bud, other than talking basketball. So, you know, I've downloaded the FanDuel app. I'm ready to go, ready to work with Brian and everybody else. So, you know, time to kick off some Billiken basketball.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll make it easy for you. See, all I do is take care of all the paperwork. Let me handle all the commercials and the, you know, the reads and tell you what's going on out there. And you just talk some ball. I mean, I turn it over to you. And if you know anything, it's ball. And also, you know, you played at a very high level. You played Division I basketball at St. Louis University. So that's what I always tell analysts is, you know, you see a different game than me and the viewer, might I add. So I look forward to hearing you let it rip.
Well, I'd like to say that I'm the high-priced talent on this broadcast, but I'm not high-priced or that talented. But I do have an eye, so I'll try and share, you know, what I see out there and kind of the what and the why behind the decisions and, you know, maybe give my thoughts on how these players process things at the speed at which they do and kind of what why they do what they do. So look forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. And what do you see with the Billikens? So far, they've played Santa Clara, and I think, Troy, one of the best teams that they'll face in a while, actually, and a very maybe the tallest team that they'll face all season. How do you think, and we'll talk about Robbie Avila in just a minute, but just overall, how do you think they performed in that game?
I mean, you know, disappointing to lose a close game against a quality opponent. We don't have, St. Louis University doesn't have a ton of high profile, high quality non-conference games. So you really wanted to capitalize on the opportunity in a game you could have won with just one possession with, you know, a minute to go. And I think that what hurt them in that game, which is something I'm going to watch for this year, is just the overall athleticism. I think our team is very skilled. We have a lot of skill guys with Isaiah Swope and Gibson Jimerson at the top of the list, and, of course, Robbie. But I wonder against some real physical, you know, NCAA tournament-type teams, can we keep up with the athleticism? And I know what Coach Schertz is working on now, you know, full speed, and he has been since June, is their reads and their efficiency – and the way in which they play helps counter any lack of athleticism. But in order to do that effectively, you have to master the system. And we're not there yet. He's still in teaching mode. He's still in what he calls processing mode, almost like a computer. It's just not running at the speed at which you'd want it to yet. And that goes to the decision making, when to do switch on defense, when to stay, when to get through things, and then all the reads on offense. So, you know, over the next month, can he get them up to speed so that they're as ready as possible when you get into a little bit more of the heart of the schedule?
Yeah, that makes sense. How do you describe the offense to someone? If you were trying to describe that system, what do you see?
It's a read-based system. So for so many of us that grew up playing basketball, you know, you come down the court and coach says, run play X, and everybody goes to their spots and then runs the play accordingly. His is much different, especially when Robbie's healthy. They all have their spots in which to start, but then once the pass is made to initiate whatever offense, or whether it's a ball screen, everything else is a read based on the defense. So if they're high, you go here. If they're overplaying you, you cut. If you pass away, you do this. And so it's not really a play per se. It's kind of more motion and read based. And that means literally, it's almost like a quarterback in football. Every time it snaps, the quarterback, a really good one, sees where the open guy is. Even if it's not the play he really wants, like a downfield throw, there's usually an open guy. And that's kind of how SLU's offense is. You hope to get a three here or a three there or get a layup or a dunk, but really it's about what the defense gives you and then making the proper read and then executing that read.
And Robbie Avila is the best at it. He has been playing for Josh Schertz for a while at Indiana State, and he gets it. He is injured. He's going to be out for a little while. The initial diagnosis was the sprain would be 2 weeks. We'll see how long that does take. Can they get away with him not being in there? I guess my question is, he's not the only one that has to read those cutters. Everybody sort of has to play that style. How do you see that without him?
Yeah, I mean, again, not to use my analogy of the QB, but you are kind of to your backup quarterback from the sense that they call it the trigger man, and Robbie's the best trigger man that Coach Schertz has ever seen, and they kind of think alike, read alike. So normally he trails the play, and he's at the top of the key, and he can catch the ball and kind of make all the right reads and the right passes. So they'll have to adjust. You'll see a lot more of Isaiah Swope and ball screens, and you'll see a lot more of, you know, intentional looks for Gibson, probably a little bit more post-offense oriented with Kalu Anya down low. So they're going to kind of have to play a hybrid, if you will. They'll still play the same system. They're just going to have to take a few plays out of the playbook because nobody can quite do it like Robbie.
Avila University is an NAIA school. It's interesting, isn't it, how Robbie Avila plays Avila. Actually, as it turns out, he doesn't play Avila. But Josh Schertz, I think, has a lot of empathy and, positive feelings about these schools getting an opportunity. Of course, he was at Lincoln Memorial, coached there for a long time, had that thing absolutely rolling. He goes to Indiana State. Now here he is at SLU. From all accounts, and I've known him a little bit since, and a lot more now since he's in St. Louis, but I knew him when he was at Indiana State, is he really hasn't changed much. He's still just that deep thinker, good person that people love to be around him. What is your impression of Coach Schertz?
Yeah, I think you hit it spot on. My impression is he takes basketball very, very seriously, and that's about it. He's a very self-deprecating guy. He's laid back. He's funny. I mean, he can, you know, make fun of himself. I don't think he takes a whole lot. Some of these coaches just walk around and they're intense from the second they wake up and just are on full grind mode. That's not really him. He's more of a teacher. He's more trying to implement his system so the guys can, it almost runs itself if he teaches it the right way. And then I think what you said is really important. I mean, 12 years in Division II means you've taken a lot of bad bus trips. And you've taken, you know, you've done a lot of things with the managers yourself. And his wife, Natalia, is just awesome. And they've had to run to Jimmy John's and get food. And, you know, I mean, you just kind of grind your way through it. And so I think he has a humility for understanding the process. And I think he's very grateful to be here, and it's a good fit. I think it's a match made in heaven, and that always sounds good, you know, before you really get in the meat of your schedule. But I think if he can win here and win big, I think it's a great, great match.
It's a great start to the season just to get everybody in Chaffetz Arena and get it going. Of course, you'd love for it to be with Robbie, but in time, that will happen, and SLU will, I believe, start to gain some attention. But you got to start somewhere, and that somewhere will be at 3 o'clock today at home after the loss to Santa Clara up in South Dakota. They'll be hosting Avila University. Troy Robertson will have the call with me on TV. Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. will have it. A couple of Hall of Famers right there, Troy. Going
only 30. I think it's Rammer's 39th year, so we're only 38 behind. But we'll, you know, we can start. We got to start somewhere.
We got a ways to go. Appreciate you. Can't wait to catch up with you down courtside today.
All right, I'll see you in a few hours, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to it. Troy Robertson with us on KMOX. We'll be on FanDuel Sports Network today. Coming up next from that very network, Andy Strickland talks some Blues hockey with us on KMOX.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.